When President Joe Biden wraps his State of the Union address this evening, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will give the Republican response. And as Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestaric reports, Reynolds has positioned herself near the forefront of GOP governors opposing Biden.
Kim Reynolds appeared on a Fox News program last spring featuring Republican governors where she revealed she sent pandemic relief money back to the Biden administration.
I think he thinks the COVID just started. I just returned $95 million because they sent an additional $95 million to the state of Iowa to get our kids back in the classroom by doing surveillance testing. And I said, we've been in the classroom since August. Yeah. Here's your $95 million back.
Reynolds is Iowa's first female governor. Since taking office in 2017, she's pushed conservative policies like limiting teaching about systemic racism and banning transgender girls from girls' sports teams. But it's her response to the pandemic that's gotten her national attention. Businesses and large gatherings in Iowa have had few or no restrictions for much of the past 2 years, often against the advice of public health experts. In a recent Iowa PBS interview, Reynolds contrasted her policies with those from Democrats.
People are so frustrated. They've just had it, and they feel their freedoms and liberties are being infringed upon. And we're seeing that here in the United States, and you're seeing it, honestly, in the president's poll numbers. They are tanking. And you're seeing, I think, Democratic governors in other states realize what's happening and where Americans are today.
Reynolds required Iowa schools to offer in-person learning for most of the pandemic. Last spring, she banned schools from requiring masks, leading the Biden administration to launch a civil rights investigation. Reynolds challenged federal vaccine mandates and granted jobless benefits to Iowans fired for not getting vaccinated. She also cut off pandemic-related unemployment payments early. Reynolds says Democrats' federal pandemic relief has contributed to inflation and workforce issues, but the billions of dollars coming into the state helped make a big legislative win possible for her. Today, Reynolds signed legislation to cut income taxes. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told Fox News he's proud of the way Reynolds has handled the pandemic and Iowa's economy.
I expect her to say Iowa has led the way, and it's about time that the federal government do the same thing and that president show leadership that is something other than just shutting down the economy to fight the virus.
University of Northern Iowa political science professor Donna Hoffman says Reynolds is likely to focus on her COVID response and the economy. But the Russian invasion of Ukraine will likely change the president's speech and Reynolds' response.
Governors don't deal with foreign policy. I mean, so there's some variables there that the GOP will need to wrestle with. But again, while it's billed as a response, they have a certain message they want to put out there, and they pick the person they think is best suited to do that.
Hoffman says the State of the Union response is a difficult speech to give, as it's hard to follow a president speaking to a joint session of Congress. But Reynolds can use it to boost her national profile and raise more campaign cash. Deidre DeGier, a Democrat running for governor in Iowa, says Reynolds being chosen for the speech shows she's following national Republican talking points instead of addressing challenges specific to the state.
President Biden is the president of all of these United States, and his rebuttal is going to come from an Iowa governor who is allowing our state to fall by the wayside.
Reynolds still hasn't announced if she's running for re-election this year, but she's expected to. She's never said publicly if she wants to run for higher office in the future. Reynolds has been mentioned as a potential vice president for Donald Trump if he runs again. For NPR News, I'm Katarina Sestaric in Des Moines.